part 5 of the Buzz Bubble with Mike Hughes. Time for the Buzz Round on the Buzz Bubble. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly.
The Buzz Round is short questions and some quick answers. And Andy, I asked Andy to ask a question, and his question was actually one of the Buzz Round questions. So we'll start with that one. If you didn't end up in advertising, you know, he said Mike is a guy with a lot of passion, and he said, I'm curious, if he wasn't here or doing this, what else might you have done?
I started my career as a newspaper reporter, and got into advertising in Richmond, Virginia, because I thought, well, what I really want to be is feature editor for Life magazine. And this was back when that was a real job. And I just didn't have the courage to go to New York. And so I kind of got into advertising as an interim thing while I worked up my nerve.
How'd that work out?
We'll see. I've got a long way to go.
Excellent. Who are your favorite fictional or non-fictional heroes do you have?
I don't know if they're heroes, but I think the greatest fictional character in America is Huckleberry Finn. I mean, he's a character that took on all of the issues that face Americans, race and slavery and all those things, and that maybe if you live in Richmond, Virginia, you're hyper aware of. And he took on things like, can you go to heaven if you do this kind of thing, if you behave this kind of way? And so I think that was, I think
the
he's the most,
for a young man.
Yeah, I think he's the most interesting of the characters created in America.
What's your principal defect?
For years and years, it was a lack of confidence for many, many years. And if I could revisit my earlier days, I would be a lot bolder. And that's probably why I write down for myself, and it is on my list of things to do every day, is to do something stupid, because I think people like action, and I think people like vigorous discussion, and so I think that's going to happen better if people are bold enough to do it. I've gotten more secure now. And so my biggest defect today is impatience. It used to be maybe that I was too patient. Now I'm too impatient. I have something. I want the whole agency to change overnight and just follow what I say to do. John Adams and others point out to me, Mike, you have to get people to buy into that. And they're right.
Segueing from impatience to, what's your favorite curse word or compound curse word?
Cussing is so easy in this business that it almost gets overlooked and ignored.
Part of our vernacular.
Yeah, I know. It's everyday stuff. And
just punctuation.
It's hard to make it stand out. So I think my new one will be dagnabbit. Because I bet if you say dagnabbit, everybody's going to pay attention.
But if you say...
the curse words everybody else says, nobody's going to pay attention. So from now on, my favorite curse word is dagnabbit.
I like that. If we printed up a new bill, it doesn't have to be a dollar bill, any bill. Who would you like to see on the right in the middle? Whose face there?
Well, because I like Huckleberry Finn, I'd probably like Mark Twain on that bill. I think we have plenty of soldiers on it and plenty of politicians on those things. So it might be great to do something unexpected with Andy Warhol or Mark Twain or...
that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Elvis Presley. Those would all be better. Frank Sinatra. They would all be better than another general or another politician.
Gilligan's Island reference. Ginger or Marianne?
Both. Wow. I'm easy. I'm easy.
I was going to ask, and I will still will... do you want an iPad? But I see you want it, you got it, do you like it, do you use it?
I'm using it a lot. So far I like it, I don't love it yet.
Do you use it to read?
Yes.
Okay.
And I like that more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Because my wife had a Kindle, and I used to read her. And I like that, so I thought this backlit thing would be hard on my eyes or something. But it's actually fine. I'm an old English major who reads very few books these days. I read a lot of magazine and newspaper articles.
Right.
Tons of magazine and newspaper articles. But very
few. That's how the information comes down. Huge amounts of tidbits.
Right.
It's hard to take a time to read it.
Yeah, so
something.
I don't read
it. I feel like I'm missing.
But, and what I'm doing on the iBooks is I download the free samples, which is like 30 or 40 pages, and that's how much of the book I read. And then I go to the next sample. So I actually haven't bought any books, but I'm reading all the samples. So
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it's a great item. I haven't. Yeah. And I wasn't going to, and then I held it. I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, boys and their toys.
Yeah. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you finally arrive over there?
Well, I would love for him to say, come right in, but what I suspect he'd say is, why didn't you listen to those nuns at Sacred Heart Elementary School? That's what I think he would say to me.
In a nutshell, yeah, to wrap up, what would you like to be your legacy professionally and as a family?
You know, of course you want to be known as a good advertising person and a good family person, and I think what I really want is just to be thought of as a good person, a guy who was above board and wasn't selfish in what he did. A person who finds the way to like a lot of different people. I do. I get to work with a lot of people I love. So I think that'll be okay. My wife gives me a grief because I hate sappy movies, but I love sappy songs. And Anthony Newley, a line from one of his sappy songs was, "And I long to live in someone's memory, and I long to live upon a hill." Well, I live at the top of Hill Drive. That's the truth. I live at the top of Hill Drive, and it would be nice to think that one day I'll live in somebody's memory.
That's wonderful. Well, from what I've seen, read, and heard, you've already arrived there, so you got plenty of time to spend on becoming the greatest agency in the world.
Yeah.
You're not far from that. If it's not already there, well, Mike, thank you so much for making some time in your busy schedule. It was a real pleasure.
This is fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for Season 1 of The Buzz Bubble. Thanks for watching. Tune in soon for the premiere of Season 2 with Alex Boguski at the Fearless Cottage. In the world of your imagination, take a look and you see. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy.